Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, just don't do it. Don't look at the stock market. Just don't look at the stock market. It's tumbling again. It'll just depress you. I got a new hobby for you. Just today, don't look at the stock market. Just don't. It's not, yeah, just, it'll be better tomorrow or the next day or maybe the next president. Just don't look at the stock market. Okay. But I got a new hobby for you guys. I got a new hobby. I didn't realize how much fun this is. So, let me just take a step back and give you guys a little bit of pretext or context. So, my first car was a Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning. Then I got some money to put together to get myself a little love truck, a little truck, an Isuzu. Then eventually I got a Jeep. I've always wanted a Jeep. So when I was married, I had a Jeep. I could put the kids in the Jeep. I didn't really like the mommy mobiles. I didn't like the minivans. Minivans were great, but I was like, I'm a Jeep girl. Really, I consider myself a Corvette girl. But all we could afford was the Jeep. So as the boys got older, older son got the Jeep, and then hand-me-down, younger one got the Jeep. So I wanted to get a Corvette. You know, we couldn't afford it at the time. And hubby's like, you can't do that because you're back and all that. I go, my back is fine. What are you talking about? Anyway, so I didn't get a Corvette, but hubby decided to. Hubby found a used Corvette, buys a used Corvette a few years back. Meanwhile, I have a mommy mobile. So finally, my mommy mobile, which was used also, starts to, you know, have issues. So hubby goes, I need a truck. And I go, well, then give me the vet. So I've get to drive around now in a Corvette. It's fantastic. And I love my Corvette. So the one thing I notice is when I drive into a gas station, a couple guys will look over at the car. I forget I'm even driving it, you know, because I'm listening to my music and I'm trying to find the credit card and, you know, all the other stuff. But I also notice that some guys will, like, get shift and almost look embarrassed. And this happened today. I was pulling up, and you see somebody look at my car, and then he looks and he sees me, and you see he, like, looks embarrassed, and then he kind of looks away, and he looks at the gas. He looks at, like hurry up, because he didn't want to say, he doesn't know me, but I go, huh, why is he embarrassed? And I try to look, and I see what his car is. I don't care. I don't really know a good car from another car, honestly. I can't tell a Jaguar from a Ferrari from a... Don't, no, don't be doing that. I just don't know. I mean, to me, if a car has a good paint job, and it has four doors or two doors, if it has two doors, I think it's, like, super cool. So I couldn't tell. He had some sort of a silver SUV. Looked nice to me. I don't know. But he couldn't get out of there fast enough. Jumps in the car like he was embarrassed because he had to fill up his wife's car. So I look to the next person, because I talk to people at the gas station, you know, because you're standing there. And I look, and then there's somebody else that quickly looks away. Why? Because he's got the minivan. Now, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And again, I mean, trust me. You know, my Corvette, it's used, it's scraped up, it's nothing to write home about, but I realize that some of the guys are getting a little embarrassed, because apparently there's this, see, we women, I get embarrassed when I go to Victoria's Secret, you know, because I'm looking for the bras, and I'm in, like, the double D section, and they look horrible, you know, they look like something David and Goliath, you know, you would have, you know, David would have used to attack Goliath with. You know, and I get, and, you know, women are kind of look like, you know, you can't wear the cute stuff. And, you know, so I feel that way at a Victoria's Secret. But at a gas station, okay, I'm going to a gas station. But apparently I didn't realize that dudes, they don't like to fill up their wife's car. Now, to me, I had the Jeep, I had the truck. You know, only once I had the mommy mobile, you know, when I was doing more of the transport with the kids. But because I was working a lot and my husband did a lot of the kid transport, we didn't really have a mommy mobile. But ladies, when you tell your husbands to fill up the car and they groan, it's not because they, you know, they don't want to fill up the car. Because you're thinking, well, guys like that stuff. It's gas tank, it's a car. No, they get embarrassed. Because they're now around all these other guys, and if some guy has a cooler car than they, and they're standing next to a mommy mobile, they get embarrassed. But then I found it's even more fascinating when you try to watch and see how they respond to the price of the gas they're paying. So, because, you know, I'm sitting there, and by the way, I always get stuck. I don't know why this happens to me. I always get stuck with the one pump that doesn't have the automatic lever thingy, so I have to hold it. So I have to stand there and hold it like a dork, you know, as opposed to just putting the little thing on, getting back into my car, and, you know, playing on my phone. So if I'm going to stand there, I might as well look around. And I like looking around. So then you watch somebody, you know, they're sitting there, and they're not paying attention, or they're in the car, and then they get out of their car to take out the gas, you know, pump, and put it back in the machine thingy, and you see them, like, you know, shocked, and they're like, what? Then they look, and you see them like, man. Or, you know, one looked like he was really, really mad because I think he was supposed to cut it off at about $20, so my guess is he was filling up for a buddy, and he didn't want to fill it all the way. And then when he saw how much it was, he was like, oh man, I should have stopped it about $40 ago. And so, you know, for those of you that really have nothing to do, this is, I think, my new hobby. I can't wait to fill up my gas tank again because I think I'm going to volunteer to fill up, you know, anybody else's cars, you know, in the house, because it's fascinating to see this behavior that happens. And maybe it's because I'm just fascinated by guys. I love men. I just think they're, yeah, you know, women, I'm a woman. So, you know, it doesn't fascinate me to watch women, but it fascinates me to watch men and see what they do. And seeing them kind of get all embarrassed and kind of go through, you know, a peacocking. Oh yeah, the guys with the you know, Lamborghinis or the fancy cars, oh, they peacock. They get out of the car, they slam it so the door is louder, then they walk into the 7-Eleven or whatever, and then, oh, you know, I forgot something, and they dangle their keys, they go in and out. So it's like, you're just sitting there watching this like, yeah, come on, buddy. But they peacock, and watching people peacock, then they go, you know, if I'm going to do the gas, I'm going to stand when the gas is pumping. And they're usually the ones that will stand. They won't just sit in their car. So it's very interesting stuff. That's my new hobby. I can't wait. I just can't wait. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Upper tract urothelial cancer is a rare and difficult to treat cancer occurring in the lining of the kidneys or ureters. An estimated 6,000 to 7,000 Americans are diagnosed with the disease each year, which most commonly affects men over the age of 70. Low-grade UTUC, or LGUTUC, is typically not as aggressive and slower to spread, but it is a serious condition that will worsen if left untreated. Treatment often involves multiple surgeries and the removal of the entire kidney, which may lead to long-term issues and complications for this older patient population. It's best to speak to a physician about available options, including a non-surgical treatment approach that may help spare the kidney. Carl Domas has been living with LGUTUC since 2020.
It's important to stay informed and understand that kidney removal may not be your only option. I am so happy that I spoke to my doctor and would encourage others living with LGUTUC to do the same so they can learn about associated risk factors and best maintain their urological health.
September is Urology Awareness Month. It's important to identify symptoms and talk to your doctor today. Sponsored by Urogen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So New York City teachers who wanted to choose whether to vaccine or not apparently aren't going to get their way, as a three-judge panel in the Second U.S. Court of Appeals issued a brief order late yesterday that lifted a block of the mandate that a singles appeal judge had put in place on Friday. That's like a triple negative. A panel lifted, blocked a block of the mandate. So this has been something that's a big source of contention, and you know, for people who want to choose, you know, their health and choose what to do to protect themselves versus school districts who want to get kids back in the school and have kids feel safe and teachers feel safe that they're doing their part to help curb the pandemic. So the nation's largest school district has kind of been a barometer. I mean, this has kind of been a litmus test of how schools are going to be able to mandate teachers and how this is going to pan out. And when one judge, a Brooklyn judge, put a temporary block on the mandate, a three-judge panel of the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan lifted that block. So according to CNBC, after an adverse ruling from a Brooklyn judge, a group of teachers had brought the case to the appeals court, which assigned a three-judge panel to hear oral arguments, but the appeals panel issued its order Monday after written arguments were submitted. Attorney Mark Fonte, who brought the lawsuit on behalf of teachers and others, said in a statement that he and attorney Louis Guillermino were immediately petitioning the Supreme Court to intervene. As of this moment, the mandate is in place. He is dismayed and disappointed by this turn of events. He said, with thousands of teachers not vaccinated, the city may regret what it wished for. Our children will be left with no teachers and no security in schools. So Mayor Bill de Blasio announced in August that about 148,000 school employees have to get their first dose by, it would have been yesterday. Now, the policy covers teachers, staffers, custodians, cafeteria workers. The practical effect of the mandate was that teachers and other employees would be unable to work then if they failed to get vaccinated. But there was a last-minute court order because the schools would have been completely, would have been devoid of a lot of thousands of people. As of Monday, 87% of all Department of Education employees have been vaccinated, including 90% of teachers. But lawyers for teachers argued Monday in papers submitted to the Second Circuit that teachers who are placed on unpaid leave because they have not complied with the order will be irreparably harmed if the appeals court failed to block the mandate. I know this is kind of confusing. The lawyers wrote that the city's order will leave teachers and paraprofessionals without the resources to pay rent, utilities, and other essentials. The harm is imminent. They say the mandate would leave thousands of New York City children in the nation's largest school district without their teachers and other school workers. Imminent and irreparable harm exists. So on Sunday, the city submitted written arguments to the appeals court, saying the preference by some teachers to remain unvaccinated while teaching vulnerable school children is dwarfed by the public's interest in safely resuming full school operations for 1 million public school students and ensuring that caregivers citywide can send their children to school, secure in the knowledge that safety protocols are in place. And I know there's a lot of debate on how safe a vaccinated person is, and if a vaccinated person is giving off COVID anyway. City lawyers and courts have long recognized, they say, that vaccination mandates do not spoil the constitutional rights to due process that workers enjoy, and have rejected similar challenges for over a century. I think vaccination mandates can be overturned, but we'll talk about that in a sec. So they said, put bluntly, plaintiffs do not have a substantive due process right to teach children without being vaccinated against a dangerous infectious disease. The vaccination mandate is not just a rational public health measure, but a crucial one. So again, I keep getting asked this, and this is something that we've talked about. When previous court hearings said that the vaccine is allowed to be mandated, there were different scenarios. All right, with the smallpox case back in 1906, it was that the government could instill a fine of $5. It wasn't that you can't work. And the arguments, the reason why the courts have rejected with the current mandate with COVID was, well, you could leave the job. The job's not forcing you. The job's not tying you down. You could quit. Well, that might have lasted, and that argument might have held until the whole industry jumped on board with the mandate. So if you're a teacher and you're being told, look, if you don't want to get the vaccine, you can just quit and work somewhere else. They can't work somewhere else if other school districts are also mandating. I mean, when you're asking the whole entire world to, you know, to do that, you're blocking them essentially. And so that makes it a little different. You can't just quit. The other issue, which we didn't have back in 1906 where we have now, is we do have a side effect profile. So with the smallpox vaccine, we might not have had all these published cases or, you know, published issues of things that happened. But we do with the COVID vaccine. Now, mind you, I think the COVID virus is riskier than the vaccine, and that's why I got the vaccine and I support the vaccine. But when you have the government, the NIH say, look, we looks like are going to have to study what effects this could be having on periods. And there have been studies on a whole variety of different side effects that might happen with the vaccine. They're rare, but those side effects exist. It is our constitutional right to make the decision which risks we want to take. And that is, I'm sure legal scholars out there are going to disagree with me. But, you know, if you have a teenage daughter, and that teenage daughter, you know, is a little nervous about the periods changing, you know, and that teenage daughter, you know, doesn't want to, you know, get the shot for now, wants to wait for more data, does that child have a right? Now, I know people will say, well, we got to protect the child's life. We have to protect the child's life. The child can't think on their own. Well, then, well, that also, what about the abortion? Are you saying you're pro-life, too? I mean, we have to have some consistency here. You know, and then, what is the public health crisis? You're saying, well, we need the mandate to protect public health. Well, if we have lack of teachers, and we have lack of hospital workers, and lack of law enforcement, because people are quitting over the mandate, then what exactly is the public health mission? If a hospital is canceling elective surgeries, canceling labor and delivery wards because they don't have enough staff and their current staff is overworked, then wouldn't the mandate be against public health? You're firing nurses who have been there since the beginning of the pandemic that have been saving lives that want to show you proof of their natural immunity and their antibodies, and you're going to fire them when you need all hands on deck? How is that not a public health crisis? So it's going to be very interesting to see in the legal realm how that sticks. And a big thing people say is, yeah, but see, unvaccinated people carry the virus. So we need to know that vaccinated individuals are next to the children. Well, vaccinated people have been shown to carry the virus too. In fact, one study said similar viral loads. So again, that'll get completely thrown out of the court. If you're saying a vaccinated individual won't carry the virus and they do, what else do you have? These mandates are scary and working against public health. I know people say, yeah, but we got more people vaccinated. Yes, but there's other, maybe you got some more people vaccinated, but I don't believe the mandates in the long run are going to help. And mind you, you're mandated for COVID. What's going to happen with flu? What about hepatitis A, hepatitis B? Even the most healthcare workers and food workers get hepatitis A and hepatitis B shots. What about tuberculosis? What about those that have malaria and they work in an area where there's high mosquitoes? 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top defense officials are defending the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, testifying in a Senate hearing, praising U.S. troops who handled evacuations from the Kabul airport.
We plan to evacuate between 70 and 80,000 people. They evacuated more than 124,000.
Austin also expressing regret about the 13 U.S. service members who were killed in a terrorist attack at the airport. Austin also acknowledging the withdrawal operation was not perfect.
And we're still working to get Americans out who wish to leave. And we did not get out all of our Afghan allies enrolled in a special immigrant visa program.
Top Democrats working on Capitol Hill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The government runs out of money Thursday night. This is USA Radio News. The governor of New York taking to the pulpit to encourage people to get vaccinated in her state.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The rocky day on Wall Street continues with the Dow down at times over 600 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this summer, we lost a child in Northern California after swimming, I believe, in a lake, and then North Carolina after both of them came down with Naegleria fowleri, a amoeba that caused primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. Well, now we have a third child that's died this summer. Same type of parasite, but he was visiting a Texas splash pad. Fox News reports a child from Arlington, Texas, was at the Don Meisenheimer Park. And they have this splash pad where kids can play. So it's not like he was swimming underwater, but sadly, this is where, you know, kids can get these. And he contracted an amoeba, the Naegleria fowleri. He had to be hospitalized on September 5th. Sadly, he died September 11th. His identity has not been released. Fox News reports a review identified gaps in, quote, our daily inspection program, according to Deputy City Manager Lemuel Randolph. He said, those gaps resulted in us not meeting our maintenance standards at our splash pads. They say a review of inspection logs at the Don Meissenheimer splash pad found water chlorination readings weren't documented on two of the three dates that the child was there in late August and early September. Arlington's drinking water supply was not affected, and they say the splash pad is equipped with a backflow prevention device designed to isolate its water from the city's water distribution system. So I find this kind of horrifying because it's summertime, you want your kids to play outside, you don't want your kids playing video games, you want your kids, you know, being around other kids, enjoying themselves and doing what kids do. And they go to a center that is supposed to have safety protocols. He's not swimming underwater, or she. The kid's not swimming underwater. You know how you can disrupt the silt on the riverbed in warm water, or the lake bed that can get up, and then when you go underwater, just splashing around a water park, obviously got some water up in the nose, and, you know, kids might stand over the gushing fountains or things like that, gets an amoeba and dies from it. In California, David Pruitt of Tehama County had swam in a lake prior to becoming ill. He was hospitalized, suffered severe brain swelling, died on August 7th. We don't have the identity of the child from Texas, nor the child from North Carolina, and understandably, parents need the privacy. But it's just heartbreaking to see these things happen. So PAM, the primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, is an infection of the central nervous system, more specifically brain and meninges, is caused by the amoeba Naegleria fowleri. Now, this is different from entamoeba histolytica. Entamoeba histolytica, ent, means GI tract. So entamoeba, you get it from the GI tract. It can go up and travel to the brain, giving you a secondary amoebic meningoencephalitis, but primary means that's the first source of the infection. So the Naegleria fowleri is an amoeba that's found in freshwater lakes and rivers. It'll rest on the sediment below because it feeds on the bed bacteria. When swimmers disrupt the silt, they dive underwater, amoebas will float up, enter the nose. They love caves, little cavities. Then what happens is once it's in the nose, it travels along the olfactory nerve to the brain. Sadly, once it gets to the brain, whether it chomps or whether it causes inflammation, the body does not like it there. Then you start getting the swelling, and then sadly, you could die. We have seen some of these illnesses also after religious rituals or nasal irrigation if the tap water is contaminated, which is why we say you never use contaminated. We'll always use filtered or sterile water when you do nasal irrigation or some of the religious rituals that might involve your orifices getting exposed to the water. Symptoms of Naegleria fowleri, usually it'll start as a headache, fever, fatigue, vomiting. Then you start getting the neck stiffness, light sensitivity, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and sadly die. Early symptoms can surface anywhere from 1 to 9 days post-exposure. The problem is once that amoeba gets there and starts to destroy the brain tissue and causing inflammation, it's usually too late. Now, according to the CDC, only 4 people in the U.S. out of 148 have survived Naegleria fowleri infection from 1962 to 2019. 5 survivors were in North America. They were treated with an experimental anti-parasite drug, meltifosine, and some of the cases they treated with hypothermia, where they lowered the body temperature. 2 children were able to make a full neurological recovery, but sadly, most, you know, die. So prevention means you got to avoid irrigating your nasal passages with tap water, avoid swimming underwater in freshwater, warm water bodies. I would say use nose clips. Looks like even if you go to a water park. But what really strikes me about this case is, and they were very open about it, you know, because this is a water park. This isn't swimming in a lake. You know, who controls the lake? We don't really, you know, chlorinate lakes. their natural bodies of water. But this is, the parents took them to a water park that they thought was clean. And when they said that there were gaps in their daily inspection program, two of the three dates the child was there didn't have documentation of chlorine levels. And again, you know, we use chlorine to try to help. He can't sterilize, but it helps disinfect. That means 66.7% of the time, somebody's not doing their job. That is striking. I mean, not only is this tragic that the child died, but I really believe the labor shortage is our biggest public health threat right now. Because somebody dropped the ball. Now, mind you, you know, we can't stop every pathogen from getting to us. But, you know, this isn't, all right, you know, children are going to be hanging out at this, you know, lake bed or whatever. This is a water park where the water is supposed to be clean. So you check the water that's coming up that the kids are drinking. Kids will drink the water. Kids will stick their faces in it. Didn't anybody identify? And here's the other thing, too. Not only the chlorine levels for parasites, but also to make sure that it's not over-chlorided. Remember there was that a hack? I don't know if it was China or Russia, but somebody tried to hack a water system, a water treatment system plant for a small Florida town, and started to mess with the sodium bicarb, and luckily sensors picked it up, and the guy on watch was able to stop it and reverse it. But who's watching the chemicals going into the water? Where's the security? Where's the cybersecurity? If a daily inspection program just testing the water is not being done, you know, what the heck? You know, one theory, and I don't want to spread any unfounded theories, but one concern some people have had is the fact that the Pfizer vaccine, albeit effective, was not as effective as Moderna. And Moderna seemed to give a stronger immunity. And some people wonder, was it because some people kind of messed up and didn't keep the vaccine as cool as it should have been? Now, I got the Pfizer vaccine, and I saw how it worked out. We had to wait. We had to wait for it to be, you know, brought, meaning they took it out of the freezer, it was thawed, then they diluted it, and all the steps. But some people wonder that in the, you know, like with Israel, with them trying to mass vaccinate so quickly and in the speed of things, was there a lack of QA? And so was some things halfway, half-assed, and were some people given a Pfizer vaccine that might have been warmer or kept at a temperature that it should have? Now, I don't know. I don't know if anybody has studied that. I don't know if there's any grounds to think that. But the one thing that, the reason why I would entertain somebody researching that is because we do have an epidemic of people being half-assed. And to think that every single person is not being half-assed is, we're in la-la land. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Strike the pose.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Kaiser Family Foundation survey found that 71% of unvaccinated respondents say boosters are a sign that vaccines aren't working. So it's an interesting topic, right? They say vaccinated people say the third dose approved by U.S. regulators show that scientists are trying to make the shots more effective, while 71% of unvaccinated Americans say it's proof that the vaccines don't work. This was a survey released today. Nearly 80% of vaccinated respondents think the booster signs are a good sign. So the question they have is, the fact that we have boosters, is that a good sign that the vaccines work or a bad sign? So according to Liz Hamill, the Foundation's Director of Public Opinion and Survey Research. They say, we have seen for sure that the vaccinated and unvaccinated have viewed the pandemic very differently. It's not really surprising to me that they view the conversation around booster shots differently. It really is interesting to see the way people think. And, you know, I talk to people on the right and left all the time. And so you could say something, and if they are just diehard liberal or diehard conservative, they will approach that statement the same way. You know? Like, the unemployment number is at this percent. Well, that's because Biden, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's because Trump. Well, it's always the same thing. Yet, it is an interesting topic, and one we will spend more time on, is the fact that we need boosters, exemplary of any sort of success or failure to the vaccine rollout. And so as a doctor, I can tell you this. I never expected, once I knew that this COVID virus is one hell of a weird beast, I did not expect the vaccines were going to be a one shot and you're done. I just kind of had the feeling it was going to be like the flu shot. And the flu shot, it starts to wane. Remember they were talking about 1 year that maybe people will need two flu shots? Or they actually have in some older individuals. We give them a booster. We also told people not to get the flu shot too early. So if the flu shot gives you a good 6 months maybe of protection, I wasn't shocked that the COVID vaccine would. So to me, that was same old, same old. The difference is COVID looks like is a year-round thing depending on the variant, which means, you know, now, rather than just a yearly flu shot, you might need to have a biannual COVID shot. Where the booster conversation comes in to me means you got to get rid of the mandate. That's how I look at it. The booster shots does not mean the vaccine is ineffective. The booster shots mean the vaccine for the wild type did its job, and we're going to need to fine-tune for the variants. And we're also going to need to boost. That's what a booster is. A booster is to give you another boost because the immunity wanes. It doesn't mean the vaccine's not working. I just didn't have the high expectations of the vaccine. I knew the vaccine would help. I knew the vaccine would keep a lot of people out of the hospital. But I also knew you could get the vaccine and still get COVID. And you could still die of COVID, like we talked about those two Michigan people. That couple that were vaccinated, bragged about being vaccinated, and sadly are dead, dying within a minute of each other from COVID. So to me, the need for boosters, what it does mean is maybe we need to change our narrative and maybe we need to change our approach with the mandate. I find it very hard to be doubling down on mandates when you have people who are now coming out of their vaccine immunity window. And so as of this fall, we have vaccinated, we have unvaccinated, and we have maybe under immune people because they were vaccinated and the immunity wore off. So how do you manage the immunity, you know, narrative or the immunity goal when you have vaccinated individuals who didn't, you know, whose immunity started to wane? So I got my vaccines in January and February. Does that mean I'm now unvaccinated? Does that mean I'll get screwed over by the mandate now? So it's really hard to be consistent. If what you want is people to have antibodies, then let us do blood tests, show us our antibodies, and I'll do a blood test every month if you want. But if it's no, you have to get the vaccine. Well, which vaccine? The booster, the first shot? Just get any vaccine. Okay, well, I did. Now my immunity's waning. So what, are you going to mandate I get a booster? How do you keep track of all this? So the fact that we need boosters, to me, starts to diminish the argument for the mandates. It doesn't diminish the fact that the vaccines work. And the reason why I think it diminishes the arguments for the mandates is if somebody had it naturally, if somebody had COVID naturally and said, look, let me show you my antibodies, then shouldn't that count? If somebody has waning immunity from the vaccine, but somebody for some reason has continued immunity from having it, then doesn't that person get a pass? So Kaiser surveyed 1,500 randomly selected adults from September 13th through September 22nd after the Biden administration announced plans to roll out booster doses to all Americans, but before federal health officials recommended boosters for people 65 and older. That was a mess, remember? Biden administration said during the whole Afghanistan thing, hey guys, boosters, let's just, everybody focus on the boosters, y'all get it. And the FDA is like, no, we're just going to do high risk. They say the split in attitudes towards vaccines more broadly continues to be a largely partisan one. The survey data shows with 90% of respondents who are Democrats saying they have received at least one vaccine dose compared with 58% of Republicans. They say the division by political identity has remained steady at about 30 percentage points since vaccines became available in the spring. So this political split, you know, they say does extend to the public's plans to get a booster. 68% of Democrats say they will definitely get one if recommended. Yet that's twice the share of Republican respondents. And I'm telling you right now, I see conservatives who are pro-vaccine. I've seen liberals who are anti-vaccine. So I've seen the gamut of it. It doesn't necessarily have to follow, you know, political lines. But when people are talking about the booster and they're hearing there's a booster issue and the need to boost, I don't think that should dissuade you from getting any sort of protection. But it does, I think, have a lot of bearing on how you try to mandate and then what your, you know, what's going to be your narrative coming from the White House in terms of, you know, your protection. Oh, yeah, just get the vaccine and you're protected. Now, there's going to be more to that. I'd also like to see some focus on medications, antivirals, and I'd like to see some focus on, I'd also like to see some focus on the border. According to Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS secretary, says that 20% of the migrants, he believes, and that's, I think, an underestimation, have an illness. He said, we are confronted with a inhabitants of those that, as a basic matter, that have a rate of sickness, quote, of roughly 20%. He said, when one is talking about 7,000 or 7,500 individuals encountered on the border day after day, if one takes a look at the system, it's not constructed for that in a COVID setting. The place isolation is required. So as we're absorbing thousands of migrants from the south, absorbing, you know, hundreds of thousands of refugees from Afghanistan, we are not, and Mayorkas is honest about that, we are not prepared. And especially when it comes to COVID, we can't be quarantining. We have measles coming through, mumps coming through, tuberculosis coming through. Those are concerning. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.